Good to have you with us. This is Mornings with Tom and Tavi, speaking with Dr. Clarence Schuler right now. And I love your signature line, a.k.a. the love doctor. Dr. Schuler, great to have you with us here on Mornings with Tom and Tavi.
Well, Tom and Tavi, thanks so much for having me. And yeah, they do call me the love doctor because I do make house calls.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is so fun. And we're so looking forward to having you along with Dr. Chapman coming in this weekend, this next weekend, March the 5th for the Five Love Languages Conference. But some of our listeners don't know that you'll be in a little earlier for another event on March the 4th. And that's about unity in the church. But it starts because there was unity that happened in your friendship with Dr. Chapman. Tell us how you guys met.
Well, he and I met back in 1968 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And he is just, one of my friends was going to what we call a white school, integrated school. I was still going to an all-black school. And so my buddy, I guess girls thought it was cute. I thought they had bad eyesight. But that church had built a gym, and so we're going to play basketball. And in North Carolina, we have basketball, tobacco, and Baptist, you know, pretty much in that order. And so I was his bodyguard. And it was really funny because our family had this big family conference if we could go to a white church. And I was not a believer at the time, but I, unfortunately, was kind of manipulated. I did go to church, but I said, Mom, you know, Jesus be with us. And so that kind of won the day, so she and my dad let us go. And we went to this church where only two black kids, about 100 kids, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but he saw the girls that who invited him, and I went to the gym. I mean, went to the basketball hoop, and Gary Chapman was there, and he came over and just started talking and playing ball with us, and that's sort of how we met, 54 years ago. Somebody's getting old, gosh.
Well, it's got to be him because you sound just as young as ever. So all right, so from
that
moment.
I like you, Tom. I like you.
All right, but from that moment, I mean, 54 years of friendship, you guys have probably poured into each other more than most people. What's one of those treasures that you have in this relationship back and forth between you and Gary Chapman?
Well, I guess the first thing would be that I watched him for 2 years, and even though I went to church, I was kind of a drug baby. You know, every time the doors of the church were open, my parents would drug me to church. And, you know, but I watched him. I was not a Christian. I sang in the youth choir, stuff like that. But for 2 years, I watched him. And then when I became 16, a lot of things I wanted to accomplish. I made the high school basketball team, just a lot of different things. There was still an emptiness inside. I struggled being short. I struggled with insecurity. I had thought about suicide. And, he just introduced me to Christ. He just started John 3:16, for God so loved Clarence. And I said, that verse doesn't go that way. And he says, but Clarence, when God's thinking about the world, he's thinking about everybody simultaneously. So he is thinking about you when he says the world. And that was just really profound because I never thought about Christ in a personal relationship. So that was probably the biggest treasure, coming to know Christ. And then after that, it was just a process. He began to disciple me, and life went on from there.
Mm. So he was a little bit older than you, and just kind of approached you on the basketball court. You guys, he led you to Christ, is what you're saying, and then it went on through discipleship. And I know that's something we've talked about. Like, we can't just leave people. We need to lead people to Christ, but we can't just leave them at that point. We've got to stay with them, walk with them through life, and that is truly a commitment. And of course, Dr. Chapman's not here today with us. We'll hear from him next weekend. But what would he say about how your relationship with him changed his life?
Well, you know, amazingly, I didn't think my life necessarily changed his life. But he writes about in one of his books that came out not too long ago, honoring his years in ministry, called Life Lessons and Love Languages. And he talks about the fact that meeting me just really changed his life. It brought him into where he had to deal with racial issues and stuff like that. And he just said, you'll have to ask him Friday, all the other things. But I was surprised when he said that. He said it just gave him some insight that he never really thought about before. And as a Christian, I had to really be committed to. So it's really been a relationship where he sort of started out like a spiritual dad, then kind of like a big brother. And now he's still sort of mentoring me, but now we're working together. And as we go into the race issue, I'm sort of leading him as we talk about, you know, biblical diversity and how we can really build relationships that are life-changing cross-cultural friendships.
You're hearing the voice of Dr. Clarence Schuler and talking about his relationship with Dr. Gary Chapman and how and what you are experiencing, this lifelong friendship that you have across these racial lines. And you are friends. You are one. You're brothers together. And that's what we want to see here happen in Chattanooga, it relationally across the Tennessee Valley. And you're experiencing that right now. And we have a moment that is happening next Friday. It's this We Are One conference. Tell us what you can experience if somebody says, yes, I want to go be a part of this.
Well, you know, as we before we go any further, I really want to give a shout out to Mrs. Hickman of Covenant Keepers, because this whole idea of Gary Chapman coming to town and me coming to town together for both events was really her idea. So I want to say that. But I think when people come, I think they're going to see that, one, if they have fears about cross-cultural friendships, we're going to alleviate that. We're going to talk about how to differentiate between true friends and mere acquaintances, which is good for anybody, even teenagers, to understand that, because a lot of teenagers struggle. We're going to talk about how Jesus initiated cross-cultural friendships all through scriptures, about a couple two steps to form your own cross-cultural friendships, three ways to resolve conflict, because you will have conflict in friendships, and how to make friendships last for a lifetime. Those are just a few things we're going to share, and then we're going to open it up so people can ask us questions about relationships from a biblical perspective and friendships that last a lifetime.